Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. So, anyway, I was given a little bit of a curveball yesterday. As I get home, I start my 246 regiment, and I remember this. But remember the family that brought us the Alabama Wildcat?
Yes.
Angie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Angie, my friend from Indiana, she's a woman about probably, I don't know, maybe 46 to 48 years old. She's led a tough life, ladies and gentlemen. She's grown up. She grew up in the Columbus, Indiana. She's a Hoosier like me. And she, had a tough life in Indiana. At one time, she was on the Jerry Springer show for interracial marriages.
Oh, that's always good.
She fight?
Oh, she's
on the show. Did she fight?
Oh, I don't know. No, but in life,
you almost always do.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I can get a hold of Angie and Blitz. She can send me the clip of that.
Okay.
That we could potentially play, because I got a big spectacular that's happening with her and her family.
What's happening
Friday
now?
Friday morning at 6:30, and the reason why it has to be at that time is because one of the parties involved in this big whodunit has to be at work by 8.
You have to set up the Bubba Gun.
Yeah. Well. So anyway, listen. So Angie, who's my friend, Sumo introduced me to her about 5 years ago. Sumo came down.
Great. Thanks, Sumo.
Sumo was like, man, I'm telling you, I got my friend Angie. And she's from Columbus, but she's down here in Florida now. And she cleans houses. I'm going to have her come out here. This is when I was in my big-ass mansion, didn't have a lot of money. Sumo goes, man, place is getting a little dirty with me and Shane being up in here, you and Tyler.
I was in my big-ass mansion, and I didn't have a lot of money.
Well, I mean, so when I was in my big-ass mansion, and I was having to borrow money to pay for my water bill to Fabrizi,
right.
I didn't have $200 to pay for a cleaning service.
Sure.
So just getting a little, you know, little bachelor padded up. So Sumo goes, I got a friend, and her name's Angie. She lives in Florida. Used to live in Columbus. Now she lives in Florida. She cleans houses. Like, all right, I'll pay for her. You know, Sumo's always loaded. He's mm-hmm. always got at least $1,000 cash on him at all times.
Yeah, cash money.
Yeah. Sumo always has about $5,000 cash on him, because you never know when he can buy like a truck full of Cadillac converters or something. Like, he's always getting into some kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was over there playing cards today, and this feller had an 86 Bronco he wanted to sell for $800, so I got it. So he's always got, Sumo's always got like $5,000-$6,000 on him, because he's buying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was over at this poker game, and there was this guy who had a truck full of used transmissions. He wanted $900 for, I could flip them on the blip flip a transmission chain to make $2,650. So I gave it to him. That's Sumo.
Nice.
Sumo's like, hey, I got a a former female friend that lived in Columbus that wants to, that can clean the house. So she comes out. That's when I met her 5 years ago. And, you know, she's kind of cute. She's Angie's white trash older girl cougar cute.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Indiana white trash cougar cute.
That's an archetype.
Yeah. So she cleans the house and we become friends. And, you know, just, and so then she's rolling around life and she's got her, I think she's got a daughter named Tawny and she's got another daughter down here and they all have trans, they've all have made the, her son.
Do they have different fathers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think they all got different fathers. I think she's got three kids.
Okay.
And
that's on brand.
Right. And then of her three kids, I think a couple of them got a couple interracial kids and her son's been in jail. And her daughter is...
How old's her son?
Like 28, 29.
Oh, okay.
He's been in jail multiple times for drugs.
And her dad's was in jail. Where is in jail?
Well,
right?
Remember, and so then remember, her dad's in jail, I think, yeah. So remember, like, two Decembers ago, Angie gets a hold of me and is like, hey, my daddy in Alabama has this little kid who's like 9, and her mama's in jail, and daddy is getting ready to go to jail, so it's my stepsister or half-sister. So I'm going up to Alabama, and I have to raise this kid now. Because that's how, you know, that's how white trash rolls. Once mom and dad goes to jail, then someone, you know,
the
then
aunt or the cousin.
Yeah, aunt or cousin comes in, raise
grandma,
that kid, right.
Right.
So she goes up and gets this kid and brings her down. And remember, it was the Alabama Wildcat. Remember that girl?
Yeah, right. Handful.
Right, just an absolute handful.
Had a great Christmas, though.
She did, yeah, on the Bubba Army. So that's the last interaction. So we take the Alabama Wildcat in, and because they don't have any money, and we give her a good Christmas, okay? All the Bubba Army steps up. I think the merch crit goes to Walmart and buys her some skateboard and, like, a scooter. And, like, the Bubba Army raised, like, $600-800 bucks. Fildo, Bubba Light, all the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give her a great Christmas. Well, I haven't heard nothing from anybody. So this has been
a year, a little over a year.
A year and like 4 months. I haven't heard anything from any of them. All of a sudden, Angie, Facebook Messenger, I happened to be on Facebook Messenger last night before I'm getting ready to pass out. And she says, hey, Bubba, it's Angie. And I go, hey, Angie. I go, how's the Alabama Wildcat? She said, oh, well, she left in December. Her dad came down and picked her up in the middle of the night and took $900 cash and won't return her phone calls. So the Alabama Wildcat's dad came down in the middle of the night. The Alabama Wildcat knew where $900 cash was in the, like, in the sock drawer, took it in the middle of the night and went back home with daddy. So that's where we stand there.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay, nice. Well, what's going on? She goes, well, can you marry Haley, one of her kids? One of her kids who's got three kids. I go, what? She goes, can you marry Haley? Haley is trying to get married to this guy who's got a face full
of tech. I'm not marrying Noah. I told you, I'm never getting married again.
No. You know I'm a notary public and I can marry people.
Oh, okay.
Right. And I've performed several ceremonies.
I was like, that's kind of odd for them to call you up and say, hey, would you marry my daughter?
Well, this is how it went down. Angie said, I was talking to Sumo, and Sumo says you marry people. So Angie asked me, can you marry, I don't know, Kylie or Tind, I don't know what the hell her name is, her middle child, her oldest child who's getting married to a guy that's got a face full of tattoos that just got out of jail.
Oh.
Yes. Now,
fun.
Come to find out, Angie just bailed out her youngest daughter out of jail last week.
What are these guys in jail for?
I don't know. So here's the deal, Dan.
Come on.
So
hopefully violent crime.
Haley.
No. Haley, it's drugs.
Haley is trying to marry a guy named Cash who's got a face full of tattoos, and they want me to do it. And I told Angie, absolutely, as long as we can put it on the air and call it an Indiana white trash wedding officiated by the finest strain of Indiana white trash. Last night, I was going to talk about LJ a little, probably a lot today on the show, but you can get a overall better view of it if you go to our Facebook page. Of course, all of our social media is at the Bubba Army for the most part.
Yeah, I saw you edited up a nice little video.
Yeah, Facebook, YouTube, podcasting, OnlyFans. I put together just a little montage. What is it? 16 minutes long of just And some of it doesn't even make sense. Like, it's a movie, and then I go into some still pictures.
Yeah, you're like Ken Burns.
Bubba Burns. You know who that is. But you can go to our Facebook page. It's up right now. Watch it at your leisure. Today's after show will be live on our Facebook and our YouTube, both at the Bubba Army. Here's a... I'm just going to throw a couple high spots.
Sweet.
I started with when we were going from Florida into Georgia. Welcome to Georgia. This is Thursday morning, afternoon. Oh, leaving Florida.
Yeah, that's the Florida sign.
Have you noticed, Bubba, the smell changes?
No, I'm...
If you're driving...
The smell?
I'm like a dog, and I put my head out the window and you can get the sniffs.
You can't
Lummy's
miss it.
Lummy's Chip, 10,000 bits.
Who's that? Lummy's Chip?
Lummy's Chip.
Lummy's Chip's going good today.
Yeah, you can't miss the smell because it's all the paper mills I got up there.
Oh,
they stink.
Now, was there a Welcome Georgia Yippee-O deal?
Oh, that little fire. That little fire. Oh. Little fire. Here's a little bit.
Nice
now,
crick.
This is right out the back of Tom Bean's cabin.
That's so cool.
Listen, look how cool. This is right out. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, those are two ducks, and I threw a stick. Because I wanted them to start floating, and the stick did not hit them, of course.
Not even close.
But it got them scared to off this rock. And got... There's a little Ooh. Bit more of the stream. That's right out of Tom's beat. Right.
Looks like a Stephen King novel. Isn't like it the backdrop does. Of that.
Isn't it so cool?
Yeah.
Do people like fly fishing there?
Oh yeah.
Is that moss?
That's
Spanish
by the way, that's,
moss.
That's where Tom's building his new lot right there.
Oh really?
Let me see here. Hold on. More stream. Oh, this is going to Tom's new property he just bought. This is the new property that
is next door to his one now.
Yeah, it's next door, and this is driving down the road. Oh, this is off the this is off of the Tom Bean's master bedroom nice. Balcony. Look at that.
And you can see the creek right there.
Oh, this is downtown LJ, a little small town in America. That's the fire pit at night.
No, what was he? Was he putting something in it, or is it like electronic?
No, I was throwing some gas in there.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what it was.
Then we played dominoes.
Was this at Mike's Cafe?
No, this is at Tom Bean's cabin.
Oh, okay.
We're playing dominoes.
Oh. There we go.
Whoa. 4-0.
Oh, then now has anybody played the new Monopoly where it's electronic?
No.
Yeah, you get a debit card.
What?
You get a debit card.
No cash?
Yeah,
no cash.
Paperless cash.
They have a new one with crypto.
Now watch. So I think Mary Lou's buying a property. Watch. You give your card.
How are you going to cheat doing
By the
that?
Way, we're playing Monopoly here in LJ. And Tom Bean is so cool that he's got the electronic Monopoly, and I would highly suggest it because it's pretty cool. What's my balance?
4-0.
Yeah, so...
Larry Plummer's very serious in this game.
Yeah, Larry won. Larry's super serious.
Thanks for don't play.
Throwing the cards.
So then it snowed. So I got a little bit of the snow. It snowed Saturday night going into Sunday.
Awesome.
What did you do with your wholesome weekend?
It was very...
Playing Monopoly.
Hold on. A little bit of... that's from the...
Beautiful.
Wow.
Look how beautiful that
is. Was there enough snow to make a snowball?
Not really.
Oh, he's got a griddle.
Oh yeah, it was very cute. That's
wow.
Now, hold on. That's us at the big. They got a Bigfoot museum.
Oh,
and
I kept
saying, and that's what I kept saying, Lummy, Lummy.
I mean, all it's right. Literally like a couple days away from Lummy.
Now, no vacation's complete without going to the Waffle House.
Oh, LJ. Yeah.
The little LJ mom and pop place known as the Waffle House.
Waffle House.
I think Larry's telling Mary Lou. Oh, there's Bubba the damn camera again.
They have a jukebox.
Yeah.
What?
They have a jukebox in the
oh yeah, of course.
Waffle House.
It's crazy.
Now,
is it there?
Here's the entrance.
Dancing.
Here's the entrance into the Bigfoot Center right here.
Oh.
Are there Bigfoot sightings in Georgia?
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
Is that made out of branches?
Uh-huh. Look, they got this music going around. I mean, this is cheese dick at its finest. Expedition Bigfoot.
Come see the amazing Bigfoot.
Look what I said.
Looks like Lummy. Slummy Museum.
All right. So you can watch this video on Facebook. I think this is us going to one of the restaurants. Oh, this is inside the Bigfoot Museum. Look. Hold on. That's us playing some Monopoly. So anyway.
A second game? Because you guys were sitting differently.
No, we played three games. I think we played three games of Monopoly.
In a row?
Who won?
No. We played two games of Monopoly, and Larry won them both.
Roop, gifted 25 subs.
Yeah, when you're the banker, you get the win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard telling the numbers he was putting in over there. So go to our Facebook, which is at the Bubba Army, if you'd like to watch my little video. That's just a little overview for it. I think you'll like it. Now, Anna, screw my video.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know.
Stage four?
Yeah. I'd almost feel like better if I just took a step back and kind of let you navigate us through it.
Yeah.
That would be far better. Or do you need my lead? Do you need my lead, or do you think you can? Because, listen, I listened to you yesterday, and you know what? You could be. You are a pretty good host. You really are.
Wow.
You're a pretty good host. There's some things I could work with you. Just some little crutch phrases and things like that.
Sure.
But you're a pretty good host.
Thank you. That really means a lot.
Shivering business. There is.
Kenny Prez.
Thousand.
Kenny Prez knows that we have a crappy march going on. Oh, by the way, I'm not trying to be a dick or nothing, which usually means what?
You're about to be a dick.
I'm trying to be a dick. Anna, nor Lummy, nor Tyler thanked me for their little bonus they got. On their paycheck. Anna, nor Lummy, nor Tyler.
I didn't see it.
I know it wasn't ever. What do you mean you didn't see it?
It goes into a bank account I don't have access to now.
What?
Well, I changed my bank account.
Tyler certainly knows. And Anna, you certainly know that your paycheck was a little bit more than it usually is. And only Blitz and Jackson were the only two that thanked me.
Well, thank you,
I'm so sorry, Bubba.
Now, Dan,
I usually thank you verbally.
I know. Dan, being an employer,
mm-hmm.
and taking what the business does and folding it into an employee deal, I mean, as an employer, it makes you feel good, but it makes your employee number, it makes your payroll number go up. And don't you kind of, not expect, you don't expect it, but don't you kind of appreciate an employee that walks up and says, hey, you know what? Thank you for that little bonus.
You know, Bubba, you always remember who says thanks.
Yeah.
You never forget the people that are just, you know,
So Blitz and Jackson, thank you for thanking me. Even though I was mad at Blitz, he still thanked me for his bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, I apologize and Anna, for not thanking you.
Not so much.
I'm sorry,
that's
Bubba, but I thank
okay,
you very much.
No big deal. I just remember that. I'll just
hold on. What's the deal with Lummy? You can't access your bank account.
We got a joint one, and I don't have the access yet.
That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, and it's a horrible excuse, quite frankly.
I understand.
I'm not commenting on the excuse part. It's incomprehensible to me you not to have access to your own money.
Yeah,
I do have access. I just don't have the access to like get in and look at like.
That's called not having the access.
Online, I'm saying. Like, I have a card. I just don't have what, you know, comes in.
You don't know what's in the card?
Then it's probably your wife's responsibility then. When you get a little bit more, she knows what your amount probably is. I'm sure she's very much up to speed on the deal.
Yes.
Then it probably is your wife's responsibility to tell you that your check was a little bit more.
Yep.
And, you know, and if you'd like to thank me, that's great. It doesn't matter. You're going to still employ. I have a formula that I do. Not even my own son. Just everybody expects it. No big deal. I'm just kind of an old timer. And I don't roll.
No,
like that.
I do apologize. I haven't checked my bank statement in probably about a week, so I do apologize.
That's all right.
But thank you.
Thank you, Bubba.
No, see, now it's certainly. You should not say it now, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are rolling so deep, they don't even worry about their bank statements and their balances. They just got a big, fat padding.
Yeah, there you go. So, Anna, boy, that was a great setup for stage four, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah. So, hopefully, stage four went better than you and I's communication.
Yeah. So, I do apologize for that.
Don't worry about it. Like, in fact, I'd like for you not to apologize anymore about it, you and Lummy. Just move on. Just keep it. Just keep a thought.
Okay.
She was preoccupied.
Right. So, yeah, well, then, you know, there you go. She was, maybe she was very preoccupied. So, Anna, how did it go? Do you want me to lead, or would you like to,
You can ask questions if you'd like.
Yeah, but I feel like if I ask questions, then it's me leading the,
Leading the witness?
Well, no, not leading the witness, but at least, you know, it's leading the conversation, whereas maybe you should just start kind of recollecting what happened, and then I stab in some questions. It's however way you want to do it. Whatever you feel is most comfortable.
Okay.
Do you think you're more comfortable just telling us? I'm not
comfortable at all, but we'll wade through it. It happened on Sunday morning.
Really?
Yes.
Now, Blitz, of course, your microphone's on.
Yes.
You know, obviously, I think you may have participated in this thing.
I think I was there.
Right. All right.
Do you remember?
So now,
but Anna, him.
It happened Sunday. So
everyone remembers.
When you throw it out there, then I'll kind of try to peel it back. Okay.
Sure.
All right. So it happened Sunday morning.
Yeah, because okay. I was too drunk on Saturday night.
I did listen to the entire show yesterday, and I heard that 2.5 glasses of wine really did a girl in at Kevin Steele.
2.5 yeah. thimbles of wine.
Yeah, it was not a lot, but I was done.
But now, Blitz, was she a fun drunk?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, as long as you're a fun drunk.
I'm never not a fun drunk.
Yeah, she was dancing around there. Like, it was great.
Yeah, so really, being drunk isn't a big thing to you.
No, but I don't drink as much as I used to, so my tolerance is very low.
Like, but there's other people that I know that kind of become they're sloppy drunks.
No. That's
not true. She was like buzzed. She wasn't really drunk.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but I was hungover, oddly enough.
Well, so that's odd in the fact that you guys didn't do it Saturday night.
Well, because I passed out.
Oh, you were both tired.
All right, you were too hammered.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, if you can, you know, have sex right at that buzzed area,
right,
that sometimes is good.
No, baby was too tired. Neither right.
Yeah,
I mean,
we said that Kevin's pretty late. And
all right. Well,
home.
can we rewind to Thursday?
Yeah. Nothing happened on Thursday.
Were you guys together?
No.
No.
Not Thursday.
Oh, I love that. To be honest with you.
Yeah, we did. We do our own things.
I really think. By the way, you guys gotta know. Except for Dan, we're all pulling for you.
I'm pulling for
except
you guys.
For Dan.
I'm pulling for you.
Dan doesn't pull for anybody. Dan doesn't pull for anybody but himself.
Oh, that's true.
By the way, Dan, do you owe me a dollar?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
For real?
Yep.
Because of this?
No. Well, we're gonna go. But Dan, we got to go through that in itself. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Anna, I really appreciate the fact that you guys don't see each other every day, and because that's gonna make you guys better. Like the worst thing for your guys' early on relationship is to
smother each other.
Yes, exactly.
And we work together and we're hanging out on the weekends. Yeah. So we try to keep the weekday evenings and afternoons, you know, separate.
Perfect. Yeah. But Thursday was kind of a holiday for you because you didn't work Friday.
Yeah, but we, you know, he had stuff to do. I had stuff to do.
Perfect.
We wanted to get ready for the weekend. So we just parted ways Thursday and said, see you tomorrow.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. All right. So Thursday night, nothing. So Friday morning, you had something?
Yeah, he came over, and we ended up going to the Ringling Museum in Sarasota, which I didn't know anything about, and it was super cool.
Of course, Blitz knows.
Yeah.
One, he knows you. And two, he knows where all the cool spots. Like, Blitz would know about the Bigfoot exhibit in LJ.
Really, the most impressive thing, the most impressive thing is how Blitz navigated us through the said estate without, you know, paying for it.
Oh.
That was so impressive.
Boy, a man after your own heart that will take you to an activity.
Oh, yeah. My little flim Jewish heart.
And flim-flam his way in.
Yeah.
Man.
A cheap date.
He flim-flammed.
Oh, yeah. Your
we
little
saved 70 bucks by
your,
doing that.
Your little Jewish heart. You're like, hey, guess what? We're getting to enjoy everything that everybody else had to pay $70 for. You're like, oh, Blitz.
Be still, my Jewish heart.
All right. So, you guys, Blitz come pick you up, and he takes you down to the Ringling deal.
Yeah.
Now, Blitz, how do you circumvent the ticket deal?
You know, they weren't watching the door that closely, and so I said, hey, let's kind of go this way, and then let's go this way. Okay, no one's there. Hurry up, let's go out the door.
Ani, do you notice one thing about Blitz is when he goes to a place, he's got it all scouted out already.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that's a good thing about Blitz.
Yep. And then,
like, I can show up, and he'll say, okay, this is where we're going. That door right there, we're going to make a left. And then
so he's a man with a plan. I like that.
Like, when we go to Florida Man Radio deal.
Yeah.
Like, when he picked up Blitz, I mean, Dan, when Blitz picked us up at the airport, he knew two different routes we could go, mm-hmm. which one was the better route, and had a cooler ready to go.
Like, he's perfect. Like, yeah. Organized.
Like, exactly. Yep. You're never going to go with Blitz on it, and he'd be like, oh, I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to once
no,
we get there.
No, he knows,
there,
like, five different routes.
Yeah. Where the
fastest
free parking
time.
Is, where you can get VIP parking.
This is on the way.
Yep. He's right. Absolutely in my life raft.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a chance of finding him where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Dan, it'd be tough for me if I had two people, if there was three people on the raft, me, you, and Blitz, and I'm the one that had the gun, so I got to kill somebody. I get to kill. I don't know if I kill you. I don't know who's more resourceful.
Well, are you ever getting off the life raft?
Well, we're waiting for a boat to come get us, but we don't know when. Now we're right there at that area where I got to kill one of you in order to eat you.
Because you got to think long term for, you know, Dr. Dan's going to really hook you up if you get back to land.
Oh, you're saying if we can't make it back, I might get a present Porsche or
oh,
something? Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll feed longer on Blitz than you would on me.
And you know how to probably fillet him up better than I, and then Blitz. I mean, I don't know, Blitz, I mean.
Oh, Blitz will fillet the, you know what,
yeah,
out of
Blitz
me.
Can
oh,
yeah, Blitz can cook.
Yeah, that's true.
He likes meat parts.
He actually might be a better cook than you, Dan.
Oh, I'm sure he's a better
yeah,
cook.
So.
But Dan's never even been in a public
before. Can you see how torn I would be? I'd be like, okay, I'm going to shoot Dan because Blitz knows how to cook. But I could shoot Blitz because
okay, Dan.
Dan's Richard.
Ready, Dan?
I could throw some Blitz on the grill.
Hey, Dan, ready on three?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
You guys grab my gun and shoot me.
You guys meet for days.
We're eating for months.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I got to keep a firm grip of that gun.
Don't sleep, man.
Yeah.
Don't sleep.
I'm not sleeping.
No 2-4-6 on the raft.
All right, so you guys go to the Ringling deal on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long is that? Like, that take you to the afternoon?
Like,
yeah, it was a few hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
Right,
or so.
Now, was it just like the history of the Ringling Brothers, or like
we went through the Rose Garden, the Cordistan? Is that what it's called? The House of John.
Cardazan.
Now, Blitz, is it kind of like a tour of the Ringling Mansion and the people that used to live, the Ringling family?
Yeah, part the of John it. Ringling.
Because is it like the Florida version of the Hearst Castle?
Yeah, not as big.
It's
but.
Like a huge estate, so they have the actual house they lived in. They have the where they're buried. They have Mabel's Rose Garden. They have two museums dedicated to the circus. And then on the other side, they have 21 art galleries because the guy, John Ringling,
was really
curated a lot of art.
Well, you got to think, Bubba, back then, he was one of the richest men in the world.
Right.
But died with $311 in his pocket.
For real?
Yeah,
he went bankrupt.
Oh, I'm Bubba Ringling. So
for that little money, how was he able to keep the house, or did he have to get rid of the house?
No, I think he sold it to the state or something like that.
Florida State University.
Yeah, well, that came much later.
Why didn't he sell some of his art or something like that?
He loved his art. I don't know. I don't know how. Maybe his
man.
Death
if you're down
kind
to 311, if you're down to 311, you got $10 million for the
a
art.
Picasso. I sell mean, the Picasso.
Yeah.
He had a falling out with his brother, and I think that kind of screwed up the finances. And it was also during he died in 36, so you have to think the Great Depression as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you guys did that, and then what about Friday night?
No, Friday night it didn't happen. I think maybe a little stage three, but that was it.
Oh, no, hold on. Let's not down. We can't just scoff over that.
We can't yada, yada, yada over
we
it.
We got a whole bunch of people that are riveted on this deal. This is like the inner soap opera of the show. I mean, this is very.
This
I don't
is our
think,
life.
I don't think that I would get a. I mean, yeah, I'm going to get into the Ukraine stuff, and I'm going to get into, I'm going to get into some of the stories you gave me today. We'll get that back.
Okay.
But I think that, I mean, like if I was to turn to chat right now and say, give me pops or clonks as to trying to break down the Blitz and Anna, the timeline, the sexual timeline we have here.
Yeah.
Blummel, if you will.
Yep.
I think all that I'll see will be just straight pops. Keep going.
Oh,
pop
yeah.
It,
I'm sure people want to hear about it.
Yeah, people do.
They deserve to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's a nice blend.
Yeah, the Blummel. Breaking down Blummel. I mean, this has been a long time coming.
Oh, yeah.
This has been a lot.
I mean,
lot of anticipation.
Probably within the show, within the all-time show, it's one of the only inter-show romances we've had.
I think so.
I believe so.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm just saying.
That we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that we can talk about.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right. So, Friday night, Anna. You're saying you made
went
a
to Taco Dirty.
Went to Taco Dirty,
which is we love Taco Dirty, mm-hmm. and it right. was especially good on Friday night.
Right. It's you guys already have. You guys already have like your favorite places as
oh,
a,
yeah.
as a couple.
Oh,
we've been
yeah.
there for a while.
So we love Taco
so,
Dirty.
So cute.
You would too. It's so good.
Oh yeah.
Well, actually, maybe not. You would probably
what?
Just get like a whole bowl of fried broccoli, but
no, I'd probably just. Do they have like a standard chimichanga?
No, they don't have chimichangas.
Do they have like? Do they have a?
That's the only Mexican place I go to that does not have chimichangas.
Do they
it's
have
not really
like
Mexican,
a?
Though.
Do they have? Do they have like a steak or chicken burrito?
Yeah, you could get that.
Kind of
like that are you like a
like
standard
it.
White
not,
trash tortilla
it's
wrap.
Not, it's not. A, it's really not Mexican.
It's not Mexican.
It's like a bowl fusion. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like
oh.
Mexican fusion.
It looks like I'm getting a lot of clunks here. Okay, well then I won't talk about it.
Oh.
Lummy, right? I want you to recite every name right now that does not want me to talk about this.
Oh, God.
Jenny Tails.
Bubba's Lost Everything. Stars and
really?
Bars.
Really?
The Boogie
Man. Okay.
Jack Roberts Jr.
Right.
Killing Plumber.
All right.
Peel Back Onion does. Catastrophic
right.
does.
No problem. I won't go there then. No problem.
Jack Roberts Jr.
Glad you guys want to be a bunch of dicks. I mean, you God, really, chat? Like, this is the... and then Caribou. Pop, clunk, pop, clunk. Okay. You know what, Iggy? This one's on you. We're not going to go ahead and talk about it.
Oh, Iggy.
No. Nope. Not going to talk about it. We'll just move on to Russia stuff and other stuff. Yep. You guys are a bunch of dicks. Bunch of absolute dicks. Like, my Lord, what else? This has been such a buildup, and we really want to talk about it. And a few good people, a few bad people, a few bunch of dicks have to be dicks. Dicks being dicks. What else does anybody really want to talk about?
Well, I'm telling you that the pops are now outweighing the clunks, and a lot of the clunks are from the same couple people.
And you know what? And I think we, you know what? Here's the deal: block the clunks. That's how I feel. You want to block? You want to clunk? You're getting blocked. Let's see how big a balls you got. Poke me in the chest some more. Go ahead and poke me in the chest some more. Where's the clunks at right now?
I don't see a whole lot.
Where's the clunks at right now?
There
you
see,
go.
Oh, there
you
go.
You want blocked? Put a clunk in. Iggy, take care of them.
Oh no.
So. Saturday night, back to his place.
Yep.
You pass out there quickly.
Dunzo.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning is when four went down.
And I mean, let's just be honest. We have different. We've discussed that there are different variations of three. We don't. You know, we don't quite know what a three is.
Right.
But we certainly know what a four is.
We
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Certainly do.
I mean, there's only one thing within a four, which is vaginal intercourse.
Okay.
That sounds hot.
Coloitus.
Yeah, coloitus.
Yeah, we had coloitus.
Coloitus.
Yeah. I mean, no, I mean, yeah, right, coloitus. Blitz, we've coloitus. Talked about. I mean, we've talked about like three. You know, it could be you oraling her, her oraling you.
Mm-hmm.
There's just different ways. But with four, it's just straight coitus.
It was coitus. Coitus happened.
Did your dirty taco shed a tear?
Now.
Thanks, Sam.
Now, Anna, this was the first time that you have done this sort of thing in well over 2 years.
Yep.
And,
2.5-ish.
Right? Now, did it just flow? Did it just feel it just, right?
Just like you guys getting just, back on riding a bike.
Like, did you guys just like start kind of making out and then just, you know, all of a sudden now
yeah,
you're on a
you
three?
You know how it goes. Yeah, 2-3, 2-1, 2-3, 2-4. Oh, back to 3, 2-1. 3-1, 1-1, 4. Ooh, then back to 2, 1-2, 3-4. 3-1. So, 5. When, what?
No, I was like about what? 5? What? God. So Anna, when 4, you know, when 4 finally was commissioned.
Yes.
Were you like, whoa, you know, wow.
I was like, wow, wow, wee wow.
Roop, 5,000 bits.
Now, I mean, was it, you know, was it? Everything that you thought it was?
Yeah,
was
it was A+. A+ Jones.
Was it so good that you want more?
Of course, yeah.
And now you guys are there?
We're there.
Why do I feel like you're patronizing me a
I'm
little
not.
Bit?
I'm not.
Dan, can you jump in here? Do we
a little bit.
Are we getting worse?
What? I think you're not getting worse.
No, here's what it is.
Is she hiding the details?
Lummy,
we getting worked?
We're getting worked.
No, hold on. I respect the fact that you don't want to talk about
that's
it.
That's why
and I'm not going to get into it, okay?
That's why it sounds like that.
Right. But as long as you do promise that a 4 did happen.
Yeah.
I swear to God we went to Pound Town.
Okay.
Jeez.
So we don't have to
twice on a Pound Town.
No. There you go. That's all you get.
Was there?
Don't ask me for more.
Did you have a party?
Of course, I had a party.
No, I know. Now, Blitz, I'm assuming you partied.
Parties like yeah. It was 1999.
Yeah. You partied,
well,
right?
Yeah, really and I make sure everyone else has parties too.
Right. Last time you had sex.
So, and Anna, you did. Ew. You did have.
Yes, I had a party. Whoop whoop.
Multiple parties or one?
One per go.
One per 4 session.
Yes.
Right. Wow. And did you like it?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep doing it?
Have you ever met someone who didn't like it? Who had it and was like, this
we
sucks.
We thought you didn't like it for 2 years.
No.
I mean, I was convinced.
You've been giving us mixed. I mean, don't like try to act like you're the seasoned veteran now.
No, I'm not. But who's ever had a party and been like, this sucks?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, that really aren't that good at it or don't really like
it
or take
4,
one for the team.
They went to 4 and didn't party.
Or cry afterwards.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Oh, there were tears that were cried and we held each other tight.
Oh, don't.
For real?
No.
I was going to say, when did this happen?
All right. So that's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So how long did the sesh?
It goes. Okay. For yeah.
Was it
I was impressed.
1 hour deal.
I was impressed with the stamina.
Right. Was there
the endurance which I didn't know we were having.
You didn't know you were into an endurance deal.
Right.
You thought maybe you were into.
I thought I was doing HIIT cardio, but no, I was running a marathon. It was good. It was great.
Can you give us a time period, any type of number as to how long the sesh may have lasted?
Like each one or like all together?
Oh, all together.
Probably like 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And within the 2 hours, there might have been a couple different number fours.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. That's probably as good as you've ever had a 4. Knowing your past 4s.
Yep.
Knowing, you know, your 4 timeline, so to speak.
Yep.
This might have been some. Now, is it some of the best 4-in you've ever gotten?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Blitz, over to you. I mean, where does she rate on the 4-in?
A+.
Well, I mean.
No, it was awesome. What do you want me to tell you?
You turn into Tyler all of a sudden?
Yes. What do you mean?
I mean, I just feel like you're, no feel like, you're like
thumbs
like,
up, Bubba.
Like we kind of are throwing you off a little bit here. You're a little awkward, if you will.
Well, yeah, I don't like talking about it.
Yeah, I know, but what I mean, like, was it? You know,
it was awesome.
It was okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to keep having 4s with her?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, Anna, was it only the Sunday 4 sesh or?
Yes.
No. Now, was it after the? You know, 2 or however many hour 4 sesh. What did you guys do after later that day?
We went on a long,
short walk.
It was like six miles over 6 miles.
He made her walk like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got to think on you. Actually, had probably. I mean, as much as you think you crushed it in the gym workout wise, you may have gotten just as good of a workout with your 4 sesh.
Yes.
With your walk chaser.
Well, yeah, we're only going to go for an hour and ended up being three.
See, I'm surprised. I thought you wouldn't be able to walk. So, you know, good for you.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, during
and I had to dodge real bad.
During the walk, are you talking about the, you know, about having done it?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We were talking about what we wanted to eat for dinner.
Right.
Which is my favorite thing to discuss with anybody.
Oysters.
Ever. Ew, no.
Well, now, did you guys
salads. We went to two different grocery stores. I really like Greenwise. We should all have lunch there one day. Looks nice.
No bubble, you'll hate it.
They don't even have
Diet Coke there.
They got corn dogs?
No, they don't have anything that's at least
fun. Burrito bowls.
Have you ever been there, Dan?
Yes. There's one in Miami. I couldn't find anything to eat in the entire place.
What?
Everything was gross. It was healthy gross, but gross.
So, they have fried chicken and chicken wings and Diet Cokes and all that. What are you talking about?
You guys go to two different grocery stores.
Yeah,
we
went to Sprouts and Greenwise.
Now, was that the only sesh of foreignness that happened, or did you guys get one in later that night?
No, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, have you, now that you've had it.
Yes.
Are you going to be like the standard couple and maybe do two or three times a week?
I think that's the plan, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
There you go.
Any, I want to ask it.
I know. Yeah.
Please.
I'm going to make you ask it.
No. Oh.
No, we don't use a Latin Whopper. There you go, Lummy.
No.
Now you know.
You know, was it, did you use a condom?
Yeah. Or were you a sailor?
Or were you a sailor?
Everyone has been tested.
So that's a sailor.
All right. So you're a sailor. Mm-hmm. That's what we would prefer. We want, there was no condom use stories. We don't want, you know, Blitz had to put on a condom because, you know. We want it, rape, wop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants a capo nop, double op, nop.
No, they don't.
No. No one likes that.
No.
Everybody's been tested.
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? So anyway, Anna, congratulations.
Thank you. Wow.
Now, have you talked to your roommate about this?
No.
Why not? I mean...
I don't know. I just talked to Blitz about it.
When you guys are done pillow fighting, you guys don't talk about it.
The tide has really turned in your community where you live.
I know.
I know.
I don't want to shove it in her face.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
She's trying to get her life back on track.
By the way, you know that I absolutely adore her.
Oh, I know you do.
You know that. So
yeah.
I'm pulling for her.
I know.
She was at Kevin's party.
Yeah, she was.
Okay,
she was awesome.
I'm pulling for her.
Yeah.
You know that.
Right.
You guys gonna do like a Blitz sandwich?
What? Oh,
no. Why not?
Yeah, like, you know,
probably not.
Yeah, get her out of her.
I don't know that she would be into that, and I certainly know that you wouldn't be that. I know. You're not a sharer.
No.
I gotta think that you're very possessive of your man.
I wouldn't say possessive. I guess because you know I don't like to share. Yeah, I guess so. But
right.
Not in a, like a jealous type of way. Not rolling around possessive, but like. Intimately possessive, I suppose. Yes.
Right, yeah. Right. So anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you
just want to thank all the people who made this possible. Bubba, number one, appreciate you.
Thought you're getting an Academy Award.
I want to just thank God.
I want to thank my parents.
Yeah, for having me, for blasting and having me so I could blast. Appreciate you.
Now, have you talked about your foreign to anybody else other than now, though, you know.
I thought you said my foreign.
I know, I was like,
I'm
what?
Like, a foreign,
have
what?
You,
foreign.
Have you talked about dabbling in stage four at all with, like, maybe perhaps, I know your mother and you are close, your father and you are close.
Ew! No! I would never say that.
Well, mom?
Your mom?
No!
Your mom listens to the show. So
I know, so she'll find out when she listens today.
Hello.
Hey, Mom, sorry.
Hello, was I right or wrong about that? Well, no, hold on. I wasn't know if I'm right or wrong about the lips, but did Steve get back in town?
Yes.
Did Steve get a chance to look at the lips?
Yes.
And has Steve made a determination about said lips?
Yes.
And what was Steve's determination about the lips?
The lips and the four ani can stay.
Ani?
Yeah, what's the plural of anus?
So you're saying...
I know, that I'm
so you're saying,
and confused.
Yeah, what is the plural of anus?
Oh, because he's got anal lips and regular lips.
No, I don't think she's... They're not
they're
supposed
puckered
to be.
Lips. Right. They just look like...
They look like BHs.
But see, that in itself, Dan, kind of a little bit of a controversy, because you might have girls go in there and go, you know, those look like buttholes.
Yeah, but
well,
she
do
can
that
bleach
too.
Them. She bleaches them.
Yeah.
We bleach them.
And then that gets you into conversation. You know, Mrs. Johnson, Yes, indeed. Those lips, there is a few butthole lips up there. And did you know that we do butthole bleaching?
Yeah, they got a BOGO deal.
Oh, my God. No, I did not. Yeah, I can Botox you, and then we can flip you around and bleach those butthole lips. Mm-hmm. Now, Dan, what would be the... Why would a person want to do, like, are people that vain that they don't?
Some people have a lot of pigmentation and it's just not as attractive.
Okay.
I mean, it's.
I don't want anybody ever seeing it.
It's because of racism.
Do you know how nipples change when you get pregnant?
Yeah.
You know, the areola on a girl that's never had a baby is pink. And once you've had a baby, it darkens and pigments. And it's kind of a sign of who's a mom and who's not a mom. And the reason it gets darker is because it's an easier target for the baby to see.
Really?
Yep.
And so are you saying that Lummy's BH might be just absolutely charcoal black now?
Yeah, it's like a mom with 10 kids.
I mean, are you saying the Lap and Whopper has played havoc on Lummy's butthole pigmentation?
Maybe.
So, like, so a woman may, you know, like, how does a person even know what their anus is colored like?
You know, mirror.
Yeah, you don't squat over a mirror?
Yeah, they can squat over a mirror.
With a light.
No, I've never.
Or have your spouse take a picture of it.
I'm kind of afraid.
Smile.
I'm kind of afraid. I don't know what my.
Cheese.
I do not know what my.
You've never, like, taken a picture of it?
Arms are too long. My arms are not long enough.
You have a selfie stick.
Lummy's chip, Lummy.
That had been
Lummy.
There for at least 0.0001 seconds.
Lummy,
how could you not say
chip
anything?
Lummy's chip.
Do you want me to say it?
No, you just missed a 10K.
Yeah.
Yes, you say it. And you say it again.
Lummy's chip, 10,000 bits. Lummy's chip, 10,000 bits.
Lummy,
you
how
need to
you
have a reaction
it?
Time faster than an NHRA driver.
Faster than
to
the speed of light.
Bubba.
I'm sorry.
Faster than Ron Capps on the stick
you
today,
need to be.
Buddy. Jesus. Do you guys... Do you guys do it? I mean, are you naked?
No, we leave all of our clothes on, and I just use some scissors. Cut holes where needed.
Exactly.
No, I mean, are you full nude? I mean, you got to get full nude. Are you full nude?
Sure.
Yes, we get naked.
All right.
God.
And then what's the after the act ritual? Is it a...
Do we
lay there and cuddle?
It can be.
Hold on, Anna. These questions here are certainly inbound. These are not graphic at all.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying, you know, what position do you have? And you have your head blasting against the headboard, right, and your legs, right. You know, back. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not doing any of that.
Head through the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we cuddle.
My ankles pinned back by the ears, just straight getting
back to cuddling.
So when the party's over, do you guys, are you, see, I am.
We usually cuddle for a little bit.
I am an immediately get up and take a shower. Immediately. Like.
You got to clean off. I mean.
Yeah, so yeah. I do that, and then I'll bring back, like, you know, maybe a wet towel for her.
You just throw it out.
But I highly suggest her to take a shower, you know, there after me.
Sometimes we go to the gym shortly after that, so we just kind of wait until after the gym.
Hold on.
Oh, wow.
You still clean up, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But we just don't, like, take a shower.
Oh, like you suds?
Yeah.
You do the suds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. I do a splash bath.
Yeah, it depends. Though, like what we
I
got
mean, you
going
do
on
at least
today.
That. Yeah,
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 of course.
So what I do is I take a towel and I put it on the floor and I stand on a towel because I take water from the sink and I cup it and then I splash my whole area with it.
You're more paranoid than me.
No, I splash my whole area, right? But then
on the side of the bed?
No.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom when I go to the sink. And I take a towel and I stand on it.
Oh,
because then I turn the water on. You know, I don't mind cold, but hot if I can.
Lukewarm.
I then cup my hand and I bring it down and I splash my testicles and my penis and that whole pubic mound. And I do that a couple different times. I get it really wet. Now, I can do that because I'm standing on a towel. God, my son listens to this show.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay, good.
No, he doesn't.
So... but I get it good and wet, and I don't have to worry about it because I'm standing on a towel. Otherwise, you'd be getting a person's floor all just, you know, wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then I take a bar of soap or soft soap or whatever type of soap they got.
This point, might as well just get in the shower.
No, I'm just telling you, this is my, This is my just.
No, I'm on the same page with you. Right, I got
then,
you.
Then I take my soap and I really suds up my penis. Like I really suds it up and I really lather up my testicle.
Right.
I really like really stretch Armstrong my penis. Really get it, like really clean it. Like
all of it.
Hard.
Yeah.
How far back do you go?
All the way.
I mean, yeah. Like all the way. I mean,
you to know, the BH.
At least a foot.
No, but
no. He's talking about his.
I don't know.
Your testicles and your shaft. And then your pubic mound. Like you just get that all lathered up. Then you take water, the same water that you use to and you kind of throw it on there to rinse it off.
Of course.
You put two or three of the rinse offs, and then you take the towel you're standing on, kind of diaper yourself up a little bit, you know, just dry it real good.
Pat dry.
Then you're money. Now,
yeah.
Now your penis area smells, you know, and wash your hands and your face, of course, if you're doing other stuff.
Yes.
And yeah. Actually, the first thing I do if I'm doing some stuff is I wash my face immediately.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you look like Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. Especially when you look like Ronald McDonald.
In front of your friends.
Yeah. And then you should pee. You should try to pee, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's to prevent good. A UTI.
Yeah, to prevent a UTI.
Especially the ladies.
So, Anna, am I thinking that you don't even, like, do that? Like, that regimen, that's my just
Well, I don't, yeah, I don't lather up my penis. of course you got to clean up. You can't just walk out like,
I know, but do
nothing
you,
the F happened.
Do you get, like, a Dop U Cop Hoppy? Do you do that to get out, you know, the Robby Mop Simnet? The resm nisnit.
Everything is clean. I'm not walking out.
Blitz's copy mop.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying it's hidden.
Everything
and you can't let that you know just
is cleaned. Everything's clean. I may not take a shower because we may go to the gym or something.
I know, but what I'm saying is like
so it's kind of pointless.
If you partied, Inop Sopi Doppy Wapo you. If you did that, if you partied there, then one would think that you should maybe get, you know, like a Dop U Cop Hoppy and, you know, clean that. Use that apparatus instead of going to the gym and squeezing it in. Dop U Cop Hoppy. I think I spelled it wrong.
With an E at the end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's the Hoppy.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I don't think that's good for you.
It's not.
No. Not with anything other than water. Not anything like you should be. You got one of those adapter deals and you can use it with just water. Water's not going to hurt the inside of a vagina. Water? Warm water?
Yeah, the ones they sell at the store, don't they have stuff in it?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
They got other ones that you can just put water in. Gets it all out.
Yeah.
You don't want it up there sticking.
You're
a stick sticker, aren't you? You're a glazed donut when you work out, aren't you? How are the Lightning doing? Are they doing good?
They were on a 3-game losing streak. I know they just won.
Tyler, what's up with the Lightning? What are they doing nowadays? I've been so busy traveling
hockey?
And are they on a skid right now? Are they looking good? Are they just resting for the playoffs? Do we got anybody hurt? What? Great.
Tyler?
Is he not talking to me now?
Oh.
Is he asleep, Blitz?
Maybe.
Blitz, is he asleep?
Maybe.
I heard snoring.
Is he asleep?
Why are you waking him up?
Yeah.
For real.
He's tired.
Yeah. I thought I heard snoring. Now, Blitz's mic.
Let's see how long it takes for Tyler to come to.
The Lightning are in second right now.
Hold on here.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Where are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Little nap there, bud?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Yeah.
Feel better? A little power nap? Feel good, bud?
I guess.
What's wrong? You copping an attitude with me or something? I was asking you some questions.
Some lightning questions.
Did you hear any of the questions that I asked you, bud?
I did not.
We were asking about the Lightning. I think they're on a 3-game skid right now. I'm just trying to incorporate into the show, make you feel, you know, people like to hear from you every once in a while.
Right. They won the other night, so they're back on track.
Yeah, they went, 3-1?
2-1.
Any injuries? How's Vaz doing? How's Stamo? How's Cooch? How's 21? How's Hedmond?
Everybody's all healthy.
How's the 14 Maroon? How's he doing?
He's like normal.
He's a badass.
And did we just not make a couple trades or somebody down? What's going on?
A little struggle on the road trip, but trade deadline's on Monday, so we'll see what happens.
Is there anybody we're looking at right now?
Not really, because we don't have any cap.
Anybody we're looking to trade to maybe free up some cap?
Not really, because we can't really get rid of our good guys, so.
And what will we be, the second seed? Three, probably the 4 seed in the East, won't we?
Right now we're second.
Second seed in the East.
But the Rangers are coming up, and the Maple Leafs.
When's the next home game?
It's Saturday.
You going?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right, well, I'm sorry I interrupted your nap, buddy.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. I think I'm late. Way late.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we talked about boob jobs, talked about abortions.
Sure did. Covered it all.
Oh, Blitz, I got to tell you right now.
Okay, tell me.
Wendy's. You know how how Wendy's over the years, and by the way, this is not a paid endorsement or nothing. Like,
should be.
It should be, but I'm just talking to you about my life. So I'm driving home from Georgia, and I'm like, I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I forget where the hell we are. I think we're like just south of Gainesville or something. Okay. I don't know. Maybe, no, just north of Gainesville, south of Lake City, some pissant little town.
Sure.
And I'm starving. I'm like, I got to stop at McDonald's or I got to get some breakfast. So in the fast food world, I mean, when you think about breakfast, the people that's been doing it the longest and you know what you're going to get is McDonald's. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're getting. McDonald's, within the fast food world, A lot of the Burger King, Wendy's, they've all come and gone. They've all tried, you know, breakfast. Of course, you got Chick-fil-A. They nail it as well.
If you want to wait an hour.
I think Burger King's the best.
But McDonald's,
chicken sandwich is good.
McDonald's has been like the rock of breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean, consistently.
Yeah.
And so I know Wendy's dabbled in breakfast years ago, and then they got out of it. Well, they just recently got back in it. Wendy's,
yeah, a couple years ago. Yep.
Yep. And so I tried a Wendy's fast food drive-thru Willie breakfast for the first time since they've got back into breakfast.
What do you think?
We've
unreal.
Yeah, we've had a few sent here before, like a year or so ago.
Really?
Yeah, they're good.
I mean,
did you get the croissant or what?
No, I got the Baconator.
Oh.
The bacon, like it's got cheese, got egg, it's got bacon on this really good breakfast bun kind
of
deal.
And like a sausage.
It's like a brioche bun.
Like a sausage patty.
It had sausage, bacon, egg.
It's like a breakfast Big Mac sandwich.
Oh, it's...
It's got like multi-layered.
It's good as hell.
Bubby, seated bun or
came
not?
Came with like these little steak fries.
They're potato wedges.
Potato wedges?
Yeah, they're good.
You should stuff it in the sandwich.
All right, let me just tell you.
Right now, if you order off their app all during March for the March Madness, you get half off your breakfast.
Ooh. Don't tell me that.
Or in the afternoon, you get the $1 stacker or whatever
it is. Oh, that's right, yeah.
For a buck. That's the best deal going.
Go get to Wendy's app. So the Wendy's app's got all those specials on it?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Never order fast food without an app.
Let me just tell you.
Always get deals.
I'm just telling you. I think Wendy's has dabbled in breakfast, you know, and then they got out of it, and then they just got back.
Yeah, a couple years ago, they brought it back.
I saw Reggie Miller, the former Pacer.
Yeah.
I saw Reggie Miller do a commercial for Wendy's McDonald's, so I'm like, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Wendy's breakfast, I should say. I've been a huge McDonald guy. I like the Egg McMuffin. I like their hash browns. I mean, I pretty much like everything on the McDonald's menu. So I'm a tough customer to win over. Like right by this Wendy's was a McDonald's, and mm-hmm. their drive-thru was far more packed than the Wendy's. I got right through quickly. And it's just because you people in that drive-thru haven't been just 8 feet over to the next restaurant, because you've never known that Wendy's be that dominant in breakfast. But they got it going on.
Yep.
Absolutely smokes McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah, I like their potato wedges.
Yeah. I know you're conditioned to run right through Mickey D's. And hey, I like Mickey D's.
You like Frosties?
I like Frosties.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, Blitz, when I'm on the road and I got to get, I'm going to, and it's breakfast time. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I got right there. Look at that.
That looks amazing.
Look at that.
The Baconator.
Look at all those meat parts.
I had one of those right now. Blitz, I was somewhat carb conscious. You and I did.
Oh. Took off the bun.
Took the bottom bun off and just had one. Yeah.
That's a big top one.
That's what Hootie used to do.
Big top.
Yeah.
We'd go to Subway and he would just take the top off and then just eat the bottom half. I mean, you're getting half the bread carbs.
For sure.
Yep.
But you still got the bread-like feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I took my Baconator, I took the bottom bun off, I squirted some ketchup on it, and I engulfed it. I absolutely engulfed it.
Oh, yeah, it looks so good.
Yeah, you're going to be sending breakfast to the studio, you listeners. You might want to start with, we're Wendy's guys.
Yeah, send the Baconator.
Yeah, send me some send me the breakfast Baconator. Yeah,
send me some meat.
You're going to clown me.
Okay.
But I ordered a car cover for my Benz.
Oh.
What? It gets pollen all over it, and it's like,
It gets what all over it?
Pollen.
Oh.
I mean, it gets all that yellow pollen deal stuff on
it. Right, all the pollen.
And so I was like, and I keep it here most of the time because I got too many cars over at Terra's.
Mm-hmm.
By the time Tyler parks out there, by the time I'm taking one of my junk out, I think Terra is somewhat second-guessing this whole thing.
I'm willing to bet she has been second guessing it for quite a while.
Yeah.
She's been third guessing it.
I'm trying to save some money for me and Tyler to get an apartment or something.
Okay.
Trying to make a move here. I'd like to be moved out of my sister's by the end of this year.
Oh, nice.
And maybe get an apartment near the studios.
There you go.
Something close. Something that I can maybe, if I get a place like kind of over there by where, the Lucky Dill used to be.
Yeah.
Moped right over.
I could moped over here.
Yeah, save on gas.
E-bike, moped, skateboard, walk, jog.
Skateboard.
Last two ones are not in play.
Oh.
Trot.
But I am getting another e-bike from Mike, so e-bike it right on over here.
Hell yeah.
So, Lummy, this is potentially what the new Bubba, like we have a new Honor shirt coming out. We got a new Dan shirt coming out. We got a new Save the Diacos for the girls that want to wear it, tied across the jugs shirt coming out. And then I got to have a shirt. I haven't had a new shirt. I mean, since the Clem's Click. Well, I had Air Bubba. Hey, I'm the host. I got to keep a shirt going all the time.
Oh, of course.
I mean,
Yeah.
Everybody's had a shirt, but I got to have the most shirts. Sorry. I mean, Lummy, does the guy, the backup long snapper sell as many jerseys for the Bucks as Tom Brady?
Not at all.
No. You got to keep the Tom Brady TB12 things going.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Tom Brady's going to be number one.
So this potentially looks like what it might be. The front being the finest strain of Indiana white trash, and then with a picture of me at my most fittest. And then the back with a very so classily, strategically placed Bubba Army logo just below one of your fat hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. Now, I know chat hates me, but is this something that, would you buy one?
Should we put a poll up?
No, because, Blitz, are going to make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, and then you're going to be in a bad mood.
Then I'll be like, oh, my God. Nobody.
And then the rest of us will suffer.
Why do you say that?
Because we all suffer when you're not happy. We want you to be happy. We like happy Bubba. Where you just roll around in a good mood.
I am happy. Sometimes, Honor, though, it is tough to run this business and be happy.
Oh, I never said it wasn't.
This is a business.
I'm not saying you're not allowed to be happy or that you're going to be happy all the time. I'm just saying we like you more when you're happy.
And I think I am happy a lot. Or am I not?
You are.
Are you trying to like be the spokesperson for everybody to say that I'm a miserable prick?
No. But I'm saying when you're unhappy, so, you know, sometimes you're just more difficult to handle.
First of all, you don't have any standing with how to handle me at all because I'm never difficult
with you. You're right.
Now, Lummy and Blitz and Tyler, they could be the spokespersons for dealing with difficult Bubba.
Yes.
You, on the other hand, like, you need to shut your hole over there because you...
The hole is being shut.
Because you never have to deal with me and at my when I'm seeing red. Blitz, Tyler, Lummy, they get the difficult Bubba. And you know what? I'm taking a step back right now and apologizing to all three of those individuals.
Thank you, Bubba.
Sorry.
Well, we got a poll up right now, and it's looking really good.
Yeah, looks it's in your favor.
Yeah.
Blitz, why'd you do that? It's going to make me feel bad.
It shouldn't.
No, not do you like happy, Bubba. Of course they're going to vote for that one. Would you? Do you like happy Bubba? Yes.
I voted yes.
Absolutely.
I vote absolutely.
Well, that is not a good poll because there's some type of condensation.
It's a fantastic poll.
There's some type of condensation where, like, you know.
Condensation? It's not that wet.
Condensation? There's a negative leaning condensation in there, okay?
How so?
Yes and absolutely.
Yeah.
I voted yes.
I put absolutely.
So, but I think we need to put.
That's 100% if you add them together.
Yeah.
Blitz, just so I know on how many of these to order. So there's, you know, 1,500 people in there. There's 1 million listening terrestrially, 3 million on Bubba Army Radio, 152 million on TuneIn.
Right.
I mean, you know, please. And so I need to know how many order. And so these fine 1,500 that are gathered around here in Twitch, you need to give me some type of indicator as to are you interested in buying Bubba's new white trash t-shirt? And Blitz, I mean, I'm just going to have to live with the stats.
Okay.
And if it's overwhelmingly no, then I'll tell, you know, Will make me like 6 smalls and like 12 larges and like 18. I'll par it way down, you know. But if it's if it looks pretty good, then I'll go like, you know, I'll double my order, so to speak. Because God knows Will's not good on the turnaround now, isn't it?
T-shirt shortages.
Supply
chain.
Chips.
Yep.
Chips.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Chips on chips.
Am I going to get a fuel charge on this deal too?
Yep. Please. You definitely will be.
Please. So, a Blitz, if you could maybe redo the poll.
I have to wait till this one's over. It'll be over in about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. And that, you know, you know what the question I'm trying to ask. And if it's bad news, then it's bad news. But I got to think like, okay, Sumo might order one. You know Cable Dog's getting one.
Yep.
Wags, I don't know if Wags just always looking for handout. He never buys nothing.
I've been saying that for years. About time you're on my tip.
But Wags gives me a lot of great information, and he gives me my music for $1.99, so he pulls his weight. But it's tough to squeeze a dollar out of Wags. He's the tightest guy. Next to Larry Plummer, he might be the tightest person I know. I just love giving Larry a hard time. He's not tight at all. You think Larry's going to get one? You think Sumo's going to get one? You think Gooch is going to get one? You think Keith Koontz is going to get one? Or I just got to send them all one?
You got to send them all one.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart.
No, can you imagine seeing Tony in the pits with this shirt?
That'd be the best.
No, he wouldn't. He would. Larry Bird?
Oh, yeah.
Larry Bird's a Hoosier?
100%. Jeff Bird.
Jeff Bird's a Hoosier? Jeff Bird would actually probably wear one. So,
all right, what do you want the answers to be?
Yes or no?
Okay.
You know, are you interested in buying Bubba's new white trash t-shirt?
Well, they won't let me put that, so I'm going to put Indiana shirt.
Okay.
I mean, everyone knows what that means.
Oh, they won't let you put white trash?
No.
Is that a slur?
Anything that sounds like condescending or anything, they won't let you add.
Hold on.
Anything that sounds like condescension.
Hold on. If I am trying to be condescension to myself, and I'm being slurish to myself, and I'm a white guy, and I can call myself white trash, how can that be a problem?
Because they just got rules across the board.
We're just playing it safe, buddy.
Okay.
Everyone knows what the Indiana shirt means.
All right, buddy.
Be safe.
I got it, buddy. I'm clicking yes. See, look, it's not going so swell right now, Lummy.
You've sold 12
something,
so far?
Something went wrong. I'm trying to vote. Y'all, Blitz already voted no for us.
I voted yes.
I, too, voted yes.
It's not letting me vote, because I think it only lets one IP, right, Blitz? Mm-hmm. And are you and I Double penetration on the IP?
Yep.
All right. So, Lummy, what's the statistics looking like right now?
Yes, 31%. No, 69%.
Yeah.
23 to 51.
It's shifting, though.
It's okay.
Better.
I don't need everybody to buy my shirt. This might not be a shirt that you want to sport. You might want to have a Dan. You know, I could very well see where a guy that was rolling around in Missouri might want to have a Dan Hero shirt if you're true hardcore Bob Army.
100%.
I could see where a guy that's rolling around in Massachusetts might want an On a Cube shirt. Notice I put Massachusetts in there. Biggest dick people ever. Maybe you're a chick that lives in Daytona Beach and you got some nice jugs and you want that Save the Diacos really tight fitting razorback tank top willy that you can enter our contest in. When you buy the shirt, then you send us a picture of your face cropped out just with your jugs in the shirt.
Brawless.
And we're going to have a little contest. And listen, we haven't organized this, but on the surface, I think isn't it Blitz? Didn't we say an invitation to BARP for the winner? Not the ring, not any of that.
I think that was thrown out there.
Yeah. But an invitation to BARP.
Sure.
With the plus one? Yeah.
With the plus one for the girl that has, you know, what we decide to be the nicest set of Diago.
Jugs.
The nicest jugs.
Yeah.
How's the poll looking? Let me not any better.
I mean, if that's
36% to 64%, but 50 shirts are sold.
That doesn't mean 50 people are going to buy it. It means 50 people will consider buying it. It means I need to cut the order by down to 25. I don't think Will will make a minimum of 25. Looks like this shirt's going to get scrapped.
Oh, no, no, no.
No.
I think Will will just print them just to print it after all the work he put into it.
I think
all the
Will
changes on the mocks.
Just to print it. Let me, you know, when you print these shirts, that costs money, my friend. I get a bill for this. It's not free.
Well, he'll eat the cost.
No, he will not. Will's tighter than Larry Plummer, please. I'm just telling you that right now.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm going to make these shirts. I'll send them to all my friends in Indiana, and they'll all laugh at them and think that I'm a narcissistic asswipe, and they'll know the end of the joke will be on me. Right?
That's all right.
It's the way most of my life has been.
Mm-hmm.
Be a great Christmas gift.
I bet you Janie Cakes would wear it.
Oh, yeah.
You think Janie Cakes would wear it?
Your sister would wear it?
No,
the angel.
My sister would not wear it.
Maybe not
you don't think
work.
The angel would wear it?
No, Tara would not wear it.
Maybe not at work.
Mom would wear it, and Jeff would be the first one to wear it.
I bet your
Doug
mom
Clem
your mom
it.
And the angel would both wear it, and that's all they'd be wearing.
Doug Clem would not wear it because Doug Clem would say, why would you say that about yourself? Doug Clem doesn't understand entertainment.
And their jugs would be rubbing on your back, basically.
Oh, that's
Doug
right.
Clem doesn't Doug Clem doesn't understand, was it self-deprecation?
Yes, mm-hmm. Defecation.
Self-deprecation. Doug Clem doesn't understand the entertaining portion of self-deprecation.
I was going to say you could send it to him, but actually you could just bring it to him.
Yeah, when you see him in May.
May 5.
Well, these shirts might not be done by then. With t-shirts.
Yes, no one will. We got a Thanksgiving hard target date for the deal. No one will. Do you ever want to, is it illegal to mess around with your mom?
No.
Wait, what?
Nothing. I didn't say that. I was something I should have probably said.
I think it is illegal in most.
I think I'm going to put myself in another timeout.
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
Bubba has put himself in another 30-second timeout because he was asking a question to everyone about if it was okay
Bane
to have sexual relations
Lummy.
With your mother. As
Lummy.
As
Lummy. Under- Lummy.
Yes. Mother.
Lummy.
Are you saying you wanted to bang Janie Cakes?
Yeah.
Lummy, when I do a huge violation, you don't reiterate what I just put myself in a timeout. You said he said something very inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
What did he say?
That he regrets deeply.
That he regrets deeply.
Okay.
And here are the supporting cast here at the BRN. We'll pick it up for 30 seconds while our glorious host puts himself in a self-infused timeout. There, I just did it.
Thank you.
You even screw up my timeouts, Lummy. You don't say what I got in trouble for.
Yeah, you don't say that he wanted to bang his mom.
Lummy.
I didn't say that.
Stupid.
They
wanted to have
put
sex.
It in very clinical
they
terms.
Wanted to get to stage four and five with his mom.
Colloidus.
Yeah.
And stage 3, 2, and 1 with his mom.
No, I don't want to have any of that. Not my mom.
Yes, the legal nature of said actions.
I wanted to have
with
sex with Brett Zachary's mom and Zachary. I saw her privates one time.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Didn't she have a Bob Ross?
How big was it?
Wait, who's Zachary?
All right, so I had a friend named Brett Zachary.
Oh, is this an Indiana story?
Yeah, this is an Indiana story. I had a friend named Brett Zachary.
Of course it is.
And
I love Indiana.
I had a friend named Brett Zachary, and his mom was named Ann Zachary. And she was pretty hot, tall. And they had this blitz. And up north, man, a lot of times, like, you, when you add on to your house, you know, you got like a back porch.
Yep.
And it was just kind of like a laid some cement down. Well, eventually you'd enclose it. You'd brick it in and make it like a little play, you know.
Typical like of little, Indiana.
Yeah, a little rec room.
Love it.
Well,
there.
It happened to be the back. It happened to be the back of their house was also their, you know, Ann's and Stan. Her husband name was Stan Zachary.
Of course,
her name was Ann Zachary.
Mm-hmm.
And so Stan enclosed this back porch into a, you know, like a little rec room for us. And we used to put our little model airplanes together back there. Well, you could also see inside of their bedroom. Now, they had curtains. But because this used to be the back of the house, this is now enclosed as a little rec area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they would have, like, blinds or curtains so the people in the rec area couldn't see their bedroom. But you could, there was this little sliver.
This little crack.
Just this little crack that probably nobody knew except me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you knew.
Oh, I knew.
Oh,
I knew.
So
all right.
Warsaw.
So Brett Zachary, his grandma and grandpa lived about a half mile down the road.
Mm.
It was her mom and dad.
Of course.
And they had called up to the house. It was a Saturday morning. We were putting our model airplanes together, and he had to ride his bike down there and get something from his grandma. Like a cup of glue
because you guys kept sniffing it.
Cup of sugar or some nonsense.
Mm.
So his mom had, she was in the shower, and was in the shower when he was summoned to go down there. Well, she got out of the shower, and I'm in the back doing my little model airplane, and I hear her go into her bedroom. So I sneak in that little, because see, I couldn't do that when Brett was there.
Right.
So he's gone for at least 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come in through the front of the house, and the dog's going to bark, and so there's no way I can get caught. No way. So she comes out of the shower full nude, and I'm talking full 70s.
Bush.
I'm full, and she's hot as hell, and she's putting lotion on her legs. And she's putting lotion on her little natural boobs, and she's got this big 70s deal kicking, and I just, right there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Brett Zachary is a big-time CEO of Sanco Industrials in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
He is?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. His mom got gunned down by Bubba.
I gunned his mom down many a times.
Oh, Christ.
Many times.
Sometimes I'd call his grandma and tell him, hey, tell Brett to come down here and say hi to you for a little bit. I'm just kidding. Can you send me his link? Send me what Brett Zachary's doing. He's a pilot, too. Blitz, if it's the same Brett Zachary.
I mean, okay. Could Blitz be in Fort Wayne.
He was like a cargo pilot for like DHL or FedEx or something, flying those big planes.
Okay.
And so he's the CEO of what industries?
Sanco. I'm sending you the link to their site, but I was trying to get his LinkedIn again.
I don't know if, I mean, I haven't talked to him in years, and I don't know if the first conversation I'd like for us to have is, I gunned your mom down when you
I'm sure he listens to the show. I'm sure he's the one who voted for buy the Indiana shirt.
No, he doesn't listen. But it looks like they maybe have, like, chemicals for your pond and your lake and stuff. And don't we need some of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, bring
Brett,
some
I was your, I was your, I'll tell you if this is Brett Zachary or not. Oh, it didn't have a picture of him.
Oh. It's got to be him. Who? How many Brett Zacharys are in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Not a lot. Oh. I'm going to look into it. But because if it is our buddy, then maybe I could get us some pond stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Love pond stuff.
Don't we have pond stuff, though, already that Blitz found off the back of a truck?
Let me write this down. 10,000 bits.
Boop, boop.
Sponsored by Brandon Ford, the number one Ford dealership in the world. Ask for Black Tommy and Sales.